Starting pitching going to be tested more, though. We saw yesterday, unfortunately, Michael Lorenzen, even before the rain delay, in his outing, because of the length of the delay, might have been cut short anyway. But now the question is he going to miss more time? He left with a left hamstring injury. He's undergoing an MRI today back in Kansas City. I know Q was on with the guys this morning, and also last night he was talking about him flying back to KC for some imaging test. Quote, "We think it's mild, but doubtful he'll be able to pitch in 5 days. We'll have to wait until we see the results." So it sounds like for sure they're going to need somebody to step up in 5 days. The question will be if Lorenzen has to miss multiple starts or even longer than that. And hopefully the testing goes good. But he was going max effort, right? Trying to stretch out a little bit to make the play. And unfortunately, he strained his hamstring. Hopefully it's something minor. And if he is out long term, it's an even bigger problem. But if he's just out for one start, isn't the simplest answer they just Alec Marsh comes back up and he's the guy that makes the next start for Lorenzen? So, isn't that possible? You can recall him because of the injury.
It is, but as you know, you can recall him, but if you send Lorenzen to the IL, you're missing 2-3 starts. Like, you just
sure.
That's just reality. You can't call him back up in place of
correct.
That. Correct. The simplest solution is probably Marsh. Like, I know that they could like go Champlain or Bolin. Let's just bury those options for a minute because those are the worst choices. I'm just giving you all the available options to start the rest of the way. It seems fairly obvious to me that you should treat this like a transformer and you should combine Alec Marsh and Daniel Lynch into one starter moving forward. Daniel Lynch, I would hate to just throw him back into a starting rotation, even though he'll line up perfectly, so will Marsh, into the starting rotation in place of Lorenzen, and then just hope this time will be different. For the first time in Daniel Lynch's career, I saw a role that had real possibilities, pumping 94 miles an hour, getting 6 outs, and moving on. If you're really trying to protect Alec Marsh's innings, like you told us you were when you sent him down, well, then he can go 3 or 4, Daniel Lynch can go 2, and you have one effective starter. That's what I would do. If I were the Royals, that's how I would play every start.
Earlier in this season, when Daniel Lynch was struggling, they had an opener. Wasn't it Altavilla or whatever? Altavilla? Wasn't he?
He's still in AAA.
But he got hurt too. But he had the one nice moment and come back in the 3 strikeouts,
Cool.
And that was it. But so he started that game. He got roughed up. They were not wanting to use Daniel Lynch in the first inning because he struggled.
But they had to use him in the first inning.
And that was the last time. And then, of course, we saw him the other day. Was great out of the pen, 2 2/3. So, yeah, I'm fine with them if it's a short-term thing. But it needs to be Daniel Lynch starting, not Marsh. Because if we know anything about Marsh, and credit him, he got better later in the outing. But first inning, for whatever reason, not a great thing for Alec Marsh. So if they're going to do that, then I prefer Daniel Lynch. Which the problem is Daniel Lynch also struggled in the first inning.
But that's when he knew he was going to have to try to go 6. Yeah. It's different if you say your only job today is to get 6 outs and to throw it as hard as you can throw it. Don't rest your arm. Don't work through it.
Well, not worry about the next time through the order. I hear you.
Yeah, your job is to throw fastballs and get these guys out now. And we have maybe the smallest sample size of all time of that being effective for Daniel Lynch because he was still a full-time starter in AAA, pitching multiple innings, pitching 6 innings at a time. But I think I would combine them. I don't want to just turn it over to one guy because otherwise then you're going back on what your plan with was on Marsh, which I would get because you're in first place, but still.
I think it depends on if it's a spot start one time or is Lorenzen going to be out for multiple outings. I think if it's a one-time thing, then I'm fine with your idea there and combined. And they both have really struggled in the first inning. 12 earned run average in the first inning for both of them. So that scares you right out of the gate. But that's fine for one. But if you need to make up 4 outings, let's say the remainder of the way, or 3, then you probably need a more quote-unquote permanent option, and I don't know who that would be.
It's either Lynch or Marsh.
You mentioned guys in the minors. I'll be honest. In September, when these are magnified games, I'm sure Champlain is going to have, hopefully has a great career one day.
Not interested in throwing
a rookie. I don't need the rookie making his first start, you know, potentially against the Guardians next week, you know, or I guess,
maybe. Not a Brandon Finnegan moment for you?
I don't need that. I don't think that's fair to, you know, you don't want to put him in that spot. That's just asking for a mess.
They did that to Mondesi once. I wouldn't say it worked.
He's not
great.
A pitcher. That wasn't pitching either.
No,
you know?
But they let him hit in a World Series game.
I get that. But I think it'll be, Marsh or Lynch. And Bolin, I think that we kind of know what the 27-year-old is at this point.
It's
Marsh or Lynch.
Yeah, I just like the idea of using their powers to. And this just goes with the, like, and we could, I wish if we'd known this news, I would have asked JJ about it. Their plan with Marsh is because they have a more than 1 year plan, right? They are trying to sustain success for a decade, not just do what the Royals do, which is get in the playoffs this year, win the whole World Series, and then be irrelevant for 10 years. I'd probably take that trade off, but I understand the idea of your job is to be relevant multiple years in a row consecutively. So if your plan was to protect Marsh by just making him the starter and not saying you're the starter who only goes four innings and we know that and then we're turning it over to the bullpen, unless you're doing that, you are going back on your word, which would be tempting because when they put Marsh down, they were six games out of the division. They were half a game up on a wild card spot. Like, they probably thought they were making the postseason gold, but they also understand they could play the long game. Now you're in first place. You were three games back from the best record in baseball. In baseball. So you might want to just go back on your word. I get it.
Royals going for the sweep here on 96.5 The Fan a little bit later on this morning. That's why we're off at 11. We'll hand things off to Vern as the Royals try to complete the task here and have the outright lead in the American League Central with a win today.